Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. It's Friday. We headed into the weekend. I hope you guys had a great week. I hope you guys are having a great day. I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend, right? And to everyone who's been maybe having issues or feeling well or what have you, I'm sending my get well wishes to you. Because, guys, you know, think about it. There are a lot of people out there who are sick, in the hospital, you know, feeling like boo-boo. It, you know, it's just, you know, it's sad. And at the same time, you know, it's, you know, it's something they have to go through. Right? I mean, everyone's been sick before, but those people who are in the hospital, you know, bedridden or whatever, don't know why I'm talking about it, but, you know, I just thought about this and just sympathizing with people, right? Just sympathizing with people. And, you know, just the way I am. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live. And if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion, call in. Let's talk. And press the number 1 on your keypad. And that will let me know that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air. Okay? Now, today's show is brought to you by my realty company, Frank Williams Realty. If you are selling your home or looking to buy a home, or you know someone who's selling their home or looking to buy a home, please put them in contact with me. Let them know to tell me that you sent them, okay? Y'all can reach me in my email, frankwilliams@kw.com, or you can call me personally direct on my cell phone, 678-549-0274. You can call the office and leave a message, 404-564-9689. I'll help anyone from start to finish get into their dream home or sell the home that they're in right now. All right, that's Frank Williams at KW.com. Frank Williams at KW.com. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Again, it's Friday, so let's have some fun, right? I like that. I love having fun, and we're going to do it. But before we bring on our comic, I wanted to say a little bit about the game last night. Don't know if you guys are interested in basketball, watch basketball or what have you, but the team that I picked to win it all won it all last night. And the other team laid a goose egg, right? They laid a goose egg last night. And it was weird to see, but as I was sitting here watching the game, I was telling my wife and my daughter, I was like, you know, as we get into the next quarter, or, you know, I was saying about the fourth quarter, these guys are going to start hanging their heads because they don't feel like they can come back. They got a little energy and started to come back, but it wasn't enough, right? So the Celtics lost. I've got a friend who's a huge Celtics fan. He may be listening to the show, but I wanted to let him know that we're sorry for that ass whipping we put on y'all last night. But you know, that's the way it is, right? That's the way it is. Again, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. So, let's get into this. We have our comic up on the show right now. I'm going to bring him in just a second. But to some of you who don't know, this is a tremendous friend of mine. Been knowing each other for a long, long, long time. Grew up together. Had a lot of fun together. And just the way it is, you know. He moved into our neighborhood. His family moved into our neighborhood when we were young, and we hit it off, and we've been around each other ever since. Okay, his mom was like my mom was like his mom. I had fun with them, their family. I had fun with his dad, all that. Okay. And so I just say that to give you guys a little history on our relationship, okay? And you hear things, you know, sometimes you say, hey, how can Frank say that? Well, how can he say that? And, you know, that's how. Been knowing each other forever. So without further ado, let's bring on our man, Big. Big, what's going on, bud? Hey, Vic, you there?
Yeah, go ahead, man. I'm sorry. My GPS picked up the phone. What the hell going on, man?
Man, ain't nothing. I just got out of bed a little while ago trying to trying to get my head together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There you go again, but they're getting out of bed. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know it. Trying to get my head together. Got to work tonight, but, you know, it's all good.
Oh, yeah. That's where I'm at now, man. I've been sitting over here going on 7 hours to pick up a load. It might have cost me an extra $590 because I ain't able to pick up my next load, but I'm going to try to get it. But that's another story. That shit off.
Yeah.
Got my grandson hanging out with me today.
Whoa. Yeah, Deontay, with you?
Yeah, he. Say, what's up, Tony?
Hey, buddy, how you doing, man?
Yeah, he listens to you on his phone. But yeah, man.
Okay, he out of school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he out of school. Yeah, he used to be a bomber, but we mess up all year. And yeah, all your friends out swimming and having a good time, and you got to go to summer school.
Oh yeah.
So.
Oh yeah.
I learned that quick.
He got to go to summer school. He got to go to summer school this year.
No.
Oh.
He don't have to go.
Oh, okay.
His mom put him in summer school to keep him coming over there with us. But then when went to school 2 days, they said, you don't need to come here. And he's been back since. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to see how long through the cussing battle. But anyway, let's enjoy this weekend, man. It's Father's Day weekend, man. And happy Father's Day to all the men that are listening and all the women that's being dad to the kids. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, it's so many women out there who taking care of the kids and doing everything for the kids because they sorry ass man and walked out on them. And you know, it's crazy, man. It's crazy.
Yeah. So I just want to say that happy Father's Day to everybody. But I have a bone to pick with that because I haven't seen any teddy bears and balloons and shit nowhere on the side of the street for Father's Day. You do it for Mother's Day. Have you seen any teddy bears or balloon shit out there, Tony?
No, I ain't seen
exactly.
Nothing.
Nobody making no basket for the men. Make a Jack Daniel basket or something, or a Cavassier basket. Yeah. We need no bears and balloons. Yeah.
I need that Jack Daniel basket.
I know that's right. Yeah, man. So, you know, we go all out, take the wine, old lady, take up to the sundial, you know, get the nails and toes done. Yeah, man, do all that. For all the day, turn to an argument. Where you want to go? Well, huh? I just thought that where you want to go? Don't matter what you want to do, huh? We get in the car. Okay, I'll drive. You look up. You putting up a Popeye's chicken some damn way. It's a drive-thru. But you don't took her out and spent $700.
Yeah.
And man. Then after that, she want to ask you, what you want, red bean and rice, or... Hell no, man, I want that $700 dinner you had, Mother's Day.
That's right. That's right. Take me out. Wear me and dye me.
Tell them about it, man. Then the kids. They go get mama flowers and cards and stuff. And they don't move out. You don't even get a call. Oh, Dad, they come by Tuesday, Wednesday. Oh, Daddy, you are. Oh, I meant to say happy birthday. Oh, no, don't worry about it. Don't even worry about it. My oldest son come to me one day and said, Daddy, what you give me for Christmas? I said, same thing you got me last year, man. I thought about you. But Dad, I ain't get you nothing last year. I said, Daddy, you get your ass in that meat.
There it is right there.
Look at him, man. Oh. What we going to do, man?
I don't know, man.
Oh, no.
I don't know, man.
I might come out and hang out with my partner for Father's Day. Yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But, man, I tell you, I was talking to somebody last night, and something just popped out. They just said, well, Frank, what you think about the naked preacher? I said, the naked preacher? He said, yeah, what you think about the naked preacher? I said, ain't heard nothing about a naked preacher. He said, well, what do you think about a naked preacher? I said, I don't know. He naked in the pulpit? He naked at where he naked at? He said, yeah, he naked at church. I see a naked preacher at church. Come on, man.
Whoa. What kind of church is that? That's a hell of a baptism. Both of y'all in the pool naked. Okay.
Ooh.
Whoa, man.
Naked preacher.
Boy, is this, what they call the LBGT, what they call the LBG church? Damn, a naked man going to baptize me. Sitting up there, both logs floating in the water together. Come on, man. Hey. Try to be respectful for the show, because I can say some more words, but good God, man.
Yeah, he got both your hands on your shoulder.
Oh, that ain't no baptism. That's a straight effing now. Oh, Lord. Pull you out of the pulpit, and he's sitting up there. He's sitting up there smoking a cigarette all day. After him went back there and dried off, him got all off, and you go, oh, no, man. Didn't have a funeral, too. Yeah, no. Man, please.
Naked preacher.
At the church, you're going to have to ask, hey, Reb, you're going to call me tomorrow, right? That's doing all this here. Boy. What church is this, man? There's a woman
be at
a man
church.
Telling you about this.
Huh? Yeah, it was a guy telling me about this. I don't know where he heard it from, but it was a guy telling me about this.
Did he have a nose ring or
No, he had no nose ring. I don't know where he got it from.
What do you call him, Chipper Jones? You switch hitter? Like to give and receive? Come on down.
Hey,
come on down.
I don't know anybody in personal life.
Oh, okay. Well, he's trying to get you to go to the church where the priest standing up there swinging. Come on, man.
No. Hey, I ain't got time for that.
No, man. You know, I come in there and see people sitting there, and then all of a sudden he come out, man. I get up and leave, man. And shake my head at everybody sitting in there.
Yeah. You remember that? You remember that? You remember that old guy that the sister used to live in our neighborhood?
Larry. Oh, you're talking about the old guy used to get the bus.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
He's still living.
No, he died a long time ago.
Don't know.
Yeah. About 12 years ago.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on with that dude. I know my brother had some dealing with him, but I don't know what they were dealing, but a lot of them around there going over his house and doing shit like that.
Man, he used to get, from my understanding, he used to get them high and weed and stuff like that, money. And every time you saw him, he was always smiling. Every time you saw him, that brother, he just smiling. Hell going on with him, man. And I found out he like sleeping on his stomach. I was like, oh, no. Man, he loved them butts. Oh, man. And then found out he's sleeping, yeah, man, he like it like that. Like, what the hell y'all talking about, man? Yeah, he like doing that.
Yeah, I don't know what his deal was.
Like the me and them boys, that was the deal. Why y'all always smiling?
I know. He like me and them boys, but
he was always smiling like somebody just got through doing him every time you saw him. He just happy.
Yeah, he was happy, boy. But he stayed clean though. That dude stayed clean, boy.
Yeah, he stayed clean. He had no choice. He might have pulled out of him. Got to get him wash his ass. So he had to stay clean. Back then they didn't have the pins back then, so he had to keep his head clean.
But I don't know what he was. I don't know what my brother was doing over there, man. I guess that's what they were doing. He was over there getting high with him.
Yeah. Boy. I don't know, man. You know, cause Larry Jai was he was getting stopped. And he was off. Yeah, Larry Jai was getting. You know, man. he kept that stuff around there too, till they robbed and killed him, though.
Oh. I ain't know that.
Yeah.
Man. But I was talking about, you know, I did a show not long ago, and I was talking about how when we would, you know, how the, you know, kids now, they don't have the rec center and all this stuff to hang out and keep them occupied. I was telling them, when we were coming up, we hit the rec center. We had to, when we got out of school for the summer, we had the swimming pool where we could walk through the woods and go up to the swimming pool and swim all damn day.
Basketball and then they had a place where they help you with your homework. You don't see them thing now. Boys Club, YMCA, you don't see none of this stuff, man. And then the city took over the rec center. It was always ran by the city, but you know the police department. They started a league up there. And then the kids in the neighborhood don't have nowhere to go. You know, old people tell you. Idle Mind is the devil workshop, and that's that created a lot of havoc around him. Folks robbing, doing stuff, man. But we didn't never have that problem because we always had activities, you know, the stuff we could get into.
Right, and I think that's the problem today is that kids don't have that stuff. You know, we had some of the people from the neighborhood that were there and coached us and everything. It was a straight neighborhood thing, and with that, you know, that we had. And you know, I was telling somebody at work about how we used to, you know, we used to walk through the woods, and then while we walked through the woods, somebody always said, hollered out,
There go the booty man. And everybody take out running, boy.
F you did.
And he was like the naked priest.
There you go. Because I never found out who got caught by the booty man. Damn sure wasn't me.
Hell sure wasn't me, boy. Like to kill myself a couple of times running, but.
I'm trying to But the crazy part about it, while you running, you scared as hell. Then we meet back up and everybody sitting there tired and out of breath, you laugh about it.
Yeah,
but shit, man, some of these places, man, they do have a booty, man. You guys out here raping boys and these little girls, man. Ridiculous.
Man. I tell you, I know, man. I know. And it's sad, you know, but it's true. It's sad, but it's true. Yeah. Well, hey, Paul, I got a couple of minutes left in the show. Appreciate you coming on, man. Tell Deontay to take care of your granddaddy, y'all have fun today. Let me know. Call me and let me know about this weekend.
Okay, you got it. And like I said, man, everybody, happy Father's Day, man. We get at you later.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right.
So again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Thanks to Vic for coming on. You know, we're gonna push and push and push and and make this happen. So, again, I definitely hope you guys have a great weekend. I'm thinking about, you guys look out for it. I'm thinking about having a show on Sunday. I got a lot of stuff that I'm trying to put together with the show. And, to try to get some things going, okay? So, in the meantime, guys, take care of yourselves. Again, I may do a show on Sunday. Excuse me. I don't know why I can't talk this morning, but I'm going to try to do a show on Sunday for Father's Day. You guys can look out for it. If I do, it's going to be early morning. Okay, when I don't know if you guys think this is early, but I'm going to try to get up and jump on the show about 8 o'clock Sunday morning, okay? Because I got a lot of stuff going on Sunday, supposedly, just like Vic said, hell, right? I don't see all the balloons and the flowers and whatever. I don't want no flowers, but balloons and all this stuff that you know, the mothers get on Mother's Day, but it's all good, right? It's all good. But again, I'm gonna try to do something for all the fathers on Sunday. You guys call in on Sunday and tell me some of your funny stories, maybe about you and your dad or some things that you really remember about your dad. And just, you know, let's just have a good time. Okay. And, you know, in the meantime, again, you guys take care of yourselves and, have fun, be good. Right. And I'll see you guys on Sunday morning. Okay. Take care of yourself.
No, all in my mind.